Hey, friends.
Woo woo!
I apologize for him.
I'm hyped.
Very excited because today we are sharing Sarah and Chris's Barnett Edgewood wedding.
Anniversary wedding.
Part two.
Yeah.
Hey, friends. We are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Lore Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So these two actually got married last year at Edgewood, but because of you know what, they weren't able to invite everyone. Yeah, it's like Voldemort. You're not allowed to speak it. Or it might come back. So they weren't allowed to invite their full guest list, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so they pushed it to this year and decided to just do like a vow renewal type mm-hmm. ceremony. And then the full party. And it was lovely.
It was adorable. I loved every moment of the ceremony. Because I think I think when I was thinking it through and I saw they're doing a ceremony, it's very structured. It was exactly like a regular wedding day.
Yeah.
I was a little bit like, I wonder what they're going to talk about. But their minister, that they used the same person they used last year as well. And she just like, I mean, she crushed it the first time, she crushed it the second time. Because it was amazing. I love it.
It was really cute. They didn't do like a full ring exchange because obviously they've been wearing their rings for a year. But they were like, this ring still symbolized, you know, and did stuff like that, which I thought was really sweet. And it did, it felt like just like a true wedding day the whole time. Her dad was like tearing up, passing her off.
Oh my gosh.
Her sweet grandma. I think I included this picture. Like, mom had to hand her a tissue halfway through the ceremony because mm-hmm. she was just bawling. I mean, it was just really, really sweet the whole day. Mm-hmm. And I love that it still felt just as like full special. And meaningful and special as if they were getting married for the first time.
Yeah.
But totally they were already married, which like took a lot of the stress off too.
It did.
It was perfect. Yeah. And it got to be the third time we got to hang out with them, which
we love them. So next year maybe we'll do it again. What do you think?
I love it. Okay. Let's just make it a yearly thing. Sarah and Chris, you good
with
that?
Every year, third weekend in June.
Perfect.
All right. So it was a full wedding day. It ran just like a wedding. They did their ceremony outside at the Arbor right across the water. Mm-hmm. And we did shoot there the weekend prior, so it was fun to go back again.
But at a different ceremony space.
Right, to mix it up. And we also got to shoot some just married pictures right after their ceremony in a spot that I think is now my favorite. It's actually behind the barn there with those tall trees. And then looking back at the barn from the backside.
Yeah, I thought it was fun and different.
I think because it was really hot. It was like 95 or something, but it was overcast and breezy, so it was manageable. but because it was overcast, we could get to that backside without feeling like we were in full sun the whole time.
We had three photo sessions with them. We got their first look, which we did right outside the front of the barn. Mm-hmm. We got the just married pictures, which we did on the opposite side of the barn and kind of looking at the water. And then we got sunset, which it was easily the best sunset we've had at Edgewood. We walked back down and the owner was like, can I see the sunset pictures? Like, I know they were good. Because it was just so pretty. And then we got to go to the top of the hill, which is my favorite spot to shoot there. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Michael. It's better than the trees.
That's debatable. But I'll let you go.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And so
I had to do a lot of work at the sunset. So I didn't take as many as I typically do.
What do you mean you had to do a lot of
work? And fluff the dress. I had to do a lot. I wasn't taking... If you look at the number of shots that she took compared to the one that I shot there at the top, there's a big difference.
Well,
anyways,
actually,
still very pretty.
I actually loved that going up to that sunset, we filled that golf cart.
Yeah.
So they had the guy that runs or like helps run wedding days there driving us up. Mm-hmm. We had Sarah and Chris, obviously. We had Michael and I who hopped in the very back. We had the videographer, also a husband and wife team, mm-hmm. who were wonderful.
Yeah.
Also in there. And then last but not least, one of the planners came as well. So we were just like sardine.
I didn't even know that one of the planners came.
Yeah, you did, because she also helped fluff the veil with you.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, she was great. I loved her. Yeah. So it was just like
it was like
full
eight
team.
People in this as we were leaving, they're like, don't worry, because we decided to sit in the back, in the very back, where you, like, put the hay bales or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was not meant for people.
No. But he said, on the way back, he's like, don't worry, next year or next time you come, we'll have a seat. So,
gotta modify it for right. when 8 people need to go to Sunset
yeah,
Photos.
True.
It was great. Yeah. I loved that.
And then also, Sarah and Chris decided to stay there that night, which...
is the best,
is
part
the best decision ever.
I love, love, love when venues have places where you can actually stay on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And Edgewood is like that. There's 2 apartments at the top of the barn. So it's perfect for getting ready because there's kind of like one side of the bride can get ready, one side of the groom can get married ready. And then you can also use it for that night. So you can stay there the night before, you can stay there that night and not have to feel like you need to pack all of your stuff.
Because
right. I feel like that's the worst part of weddings,
right.
is when you're like wanting to go get ready to get married and go to the ceremony, but you're like, shoot, I gotta like clean up
this
room
stuff,
and pack
right.
these
mm-hmm.
things, and somebody needs to make sure my bag gets in the car. And you really don't have to do that. You can
yeah.
just walk right
put
on
it upstairs.
Up.
Yeah.
I love
it's
it.
It's so easy.
In fact, our wedding the previous weekend, Margaret, she was like, shoot, we should have stayed here. And I think her sister actually let her have one of the rooms.
Oh, really?
Her sister was supposed to be the one that stayed there. And she was like, you can take it. Because it's so convenient.
It is.
After like
it's
a
amazing.
Full day of wedding, you're exhausted.
Right.
And so how nice to just like walk right upstairs.
Yeah. I also think it's really fun when you first walk into Edgewood, when you go up the stairs and you go to the 2 getting ready rooms, the difference between the 2 getting ready rooms. Because they're very similar.
Yeah.
Except for what's going on inside. Like
this wedding. Yeah.
Chris was just, like, hanging out with his guys and, like, quiet. They were just chatting, being
right.
super chill. Girl's side was, like, a party. It was, like, bumping. Music was playing.
Really?
Yeah. People had drinks everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think
last weekend,
it was completely opposite.
Yeah.
You know? So
right.
I think it's always fun to see there because it's the exact same space, but you don't know where you're going to walk into.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, favorite part of the wedding day?
You go first.
Okay, I think it's got to be the choreographed dance that those 3 guys did, and then
oh, yeah.
like
for sure.
grandma came on the floor
that's
and danced
right.
with
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was
that was hilarious.
Dying.
That was so funny.
It was like, how did they all know that same dance?
Well, they actually overheard them talking to them.
Oh,
I went
okay.
and showed them the photos after
because they were
hysterical. They were doing like a lot of pelvic thrusts, and the older lady was with. The guys, there are 3 guys doing pelvic thrust,
yeah.
and the lady was kind of in the middle of
oh,
it.
Oh, she
and
was
it
like,
was,
let's do this.
Yeah, it
let's
was hilarious.
Dance
it,
up.
It was amazing, so I had to show them the photos. But anyway, so it's a dance they learned in high school.
Really?
That they did at everybody's wedding that they went through.
Oh,
I think that was
really?
The story. And they're like, slowly, year after year, we forget a little bit of the dance.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of just started making up parts of it.
It didn't look like that at all.
Yeah.
It was choreographed.
It was
hysterical. I was
so
dying.
Funny. Yeah.
Anyways.
That was a good point. That was a good one.
I had a lot of favorite parts, but I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know. Maybe just the fact that it felt like a real reception again, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
I think as a whole.
Right.
It just.
Vaccinated, no masks needed,
yeah.
party.
And I think it's the first one that's kind of felt a little less like, how do we approach it? And more like, it's. Now a party, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think the last few weddings haven't been quite as, like, as a party scene as the reception. You know,
okay.
it's been a little quieter. People have been, like, separated a bit more
right.
and done different things.
This was
cocktail hour.
This was
this
hardcore
was,
party.
This was everybody's on the dance floor and dancing hard, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. I know, I felt kind of bad taking them for sunset pictures.
We did.
I was like, sorry,
she's like,
I need to steal you real
little
fast.
Dancing. You're like, can we be quick? It'll be worth it.
We were quick, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought you were going to say all the Lord of the Rings touches.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah, they, yeah, mm-hmm. That was a good,
it was
a good one. It was a lot of Lord
of the Rings.
I didn't
even know, which I think is the perfect amount of Lord of the Rings touches, is that if you're not a huge fan, you're like,
right, it's just
it's like not
a like huge,
you,
yeah.
like,
they like
have
had
the
a
movie
sign
playing?
At the ceremony that said, speak, friend, and enter. And that's obviously a quote from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, obviously.
But it doesn't seem like one, you
right.
know? It's just kind of like
And then there was one on the bar, too.
Yeah.
And then one of the gifts that they exchanged was
mm-hmm.
like a little notebook.
Yeah.
That was a Lord of the Rings reference, I guess. Which I think is hysterical because the wedding the previous weekend at Edgewood, they all had t-shirts, the shirts with like
right.
their favorite
and
movie.
Hers, and the
hers
bride's
was Lord,
was Lord
of the
Rings.
Rings.
Yeah, I did see
I was
that.
Like, man, you guys should have had this stuff last weekend too.
That's right. I'm just waiting for someone to come in like Lord of the Rings gear now. It's like the next Edgewood wedding. Yeah, that's right.
No. Theirs was the perfect amount.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. It was really nice. Anyways, enjoy a ton of our many favorites. Congratulations, Sarah and Chris.
Congrats!